USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden spoke at a Memorial Day ceremony in Newcastle, Delaware on Sunday.
Determined to honor the fallen, to pay tribute to the women and men who braved every danger, who made the ultimate sacrifice for the country. Because as a nation, we must always remember. We must remember the price that was paid for our liberties. We must remember the debt we owe those who have paid it, the families left behind.
The president will lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier on Monday. Five NYPD officers were struck by a car Sunday morning with the driver now in custody on suspicion of drunk driving. The incident happened in Staten Island while officers were setting up road barriers. Four of the officers were hospitalized after being struck. They are all expected to recover. The driver was arrested at the scene, charged with DWI, assault, and driving without a valid license. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
There have been renewed calls to get to the bottom of the source of the coronavirus following reports that some COVID cases may have occurred a month before China initially reported them. President Biden has asked U.S. intelligence officials to dig deeper into the possibility that the virus leaked from a Chinese lab, while several members of Congress have called for a full investigation. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb says that determining whether the virus escaped from a lab is important. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that it could change the way that virus research is conducted.
I think if we assess that there's a probability or a possibility that this came out of a lab, it's going to affect how we respond to this. We're going to need to focus on trying to get better controls in this sort of high-risk research going forward and get better controls over these BSL-4, these high-security labs that conduct this research. Incidentally, China was not conducting this research in a BSL-4 lab. They were doing it in a lower-security BSL-2 lab.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The Arizona legislature passed a resolution earlier this week asking for more federal funds to deal with the surge of illegal crossings at the border that have reached 20-year highs. Some border cities are also seeking more federal assistance. Yuma, Arizona Mayor Douglas Nichols says that his city is receiving funds from FEMA to help them deal with the migrants being released into the city. He tells Fox News that policy changes, not money, will be the thing that brings real change at the border.
I think there's a lot more that needs to happen. They're doing a little bit. There's some FEMA money flowing this way. But this is not an issue to get solved by dollars. This is an issue that gets solved by policy procedure changes and ultimately a law change on how we handle immigration. But we really need as a nation to address the question, is this really how we want to handle immigration? It's a de facto change in immigration policy. It's not done through the normal process. And it really puts people at risk. It puts communities at risk. And as a world leader, we really should have this better thought out in a better process under control.
And Helio Castroneves claimed his fourth Indianapolis 500 win on Sunday, tying A.J. Foyt, Al Unser, and Rick Mears for the most wins all time. Castroneves last won the greatest spectacle in racing in 2009. The race also featured the largest crowd at a sporting event since the pandemic began 18 months ago. Nearly 135,000 fans were in attendance at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, 40% of the track's full capacity. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.